Beside the seat. Apple, come. Sit. It works.
I said sit to him earlier and he did it. So what it, this is like laying down.
Yeah.
What is this in, what is you say in German?
Platz.
Also it's sit, aber sit and Platz. My name is Luisa.
And what's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Babu Ganesha. He's like, I want to sit with you on the couch, but he isn't allowed to.
Do you have a lot of rules for him?
I have some rules, but I think compared to other persons, I don't have that much rules.
When I got to Berlin, I was excited to start my study abroad journey. I had expected that Berlin would run mostly on cash instead of credit. I expected to be a bit frazzled by the language difference, but after a couple of weeks of visiting my local grocery store, I noticed that dogs were always sitting outside waiting for their owners. I was so interested about this new and exciting thing that I was seeing. I had never experienced these dog behaviors before. I thought to myself, maybe it's a European thing, but when I traveled to Italy, I was proven wrong. It was so strange to me coming from the US. I was really interested to get another take on the unique dog culture here in Berlin.
Sometimes I felt a little bit like a creeper, you know, like just standing there sneaking up on their dog.
David is the creator of Dogs Waiting in Berlin, a Tumblr blog where users can send pictures of dogs waiting for their owners. I also sat down with Martin to discuss his dog Pepe, a bilingual Jack Russell Terrier who grew up in New York City.
It's great having a dog here. It's not so great having a dog in New York.
I heard that there was a rule that the dogs in Berlin are always supposed to be leashed, but it seems like a lot of people don't follow that.
Yeah, that's right. So the law in Germany is clear. You have to have your dog on a leash.
What do you think Berliners really think about that?
Yeah, I think they don't really give a shit.
Berliners just don't care.
I mean, it's just the dog culture here is very like appreciative of dogs and people don't really mind.
I learned that dog owners put a lot of time and effort into training their dogs so they can be independent in the streets of Berlin.
I'm always amazed to see Jack Russell Terriers, knowing Pepe, roam free and actually not chasing after skateboarders and not chasing after squirrels.
And then sometimes dogs just want to be dogs.
If he's smelling something really interesting or is seeing another dog at a corner, then his ears doesn't work.
During my investigation about dog culture in Berlin, I found out about the conflict that arises between dog owners in Berlin and people who are not so fond of them.
The decision was made to ban dogs from Krumme Lanke and from Schlachtensee, two very popular lakes here in Berlin. And dog owners still bring their dogs there and let them roam free, and that upsets a lot of other people.
It only takes one squirrel for my dog to lose his cool. And while I'm excited to see him soon, I know I will appreciate the dogs of Berlin and their tendency to listen and behave properly. For NPR Berlin, I'm Heather Sharon. Oh! I'll just drop the ball, run after it.